disturbing surveillance video. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. We're getting to see images from school security cameras where the shooter killed six people Monday, three of them children. Nashville police posting the video on their Twitter page as they continue looking for the reason for the shooting.
Police say the shooter drove to the school and used three weapons to shoot the victims and to open fire on police vehicles as they arrived. Despite that, officers ran into the school and took the shooter down 14 minutes after the first shots were fired. And we may well see even more video from surveillance cameras and perhaps from police body cams.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Police say the surveillance shows that 28-year-old Audrey Hale, a transgender woman, blasted her way through a door and then roamed the halls armed with an assault rifle. Yet another atmospheric river is taking aim for California, the 14th such storm since the fall, and it's expected to arrive early Tuesday with high winds, flooding rain, and heavy mountain snow. Storms and tornadoes that ravaged the Deep South Friday left at least 26 dead, including 13 in the small Mississippi town of Rolling Fork. Residents just beginning to cope with the destruction.
We've learned so far everybody knows everybody and feels like they lost someone in this. Officials estimate that 85% of this town is completely gone. Homes and businesses everywhere you look reduced to piles of bricks and debris. We know winds were as strong as at least 166 miles per hour when this tornado tore through, tossing tractor trailers that weigh at least 30,000 pounds on top of houses.
Fox's weather, Katie Byrne. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky confirms a man attacked a member of his staff in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Police say the staffer is an adult male who sustained life-threatening injuries in the knife attack. Suspect, 42-year-old Glenn Neal, behind bars. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York City grand jury weighing evidence in the hush money case against former President Trump is expected to get back to work Wednesday. Trump, meantime, tells Fox's Hannity he did nothing wrong and denies a relationship with adult entertainer Stormy Daniels.
I never had a relationship with her. I never had an affair with her. It's all made up.
Meantime, a one-time presidential hopeful announces she will run for re-election to the Senate.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is putting the rumors to rest with a video posted on Twitter.
Now, I'm running for Senate again because there's a lot more we've got to do.
Speculation Warren was eyeing a challenge to President Biden began last month after the Bay State senior senator declined to endorse the president and Vice President Kamala Harris. Back in January, she also stopped short of endorsing Harris as Biden's running mate. The White House has said the president intends to run for re-election, but so far, there's been no formal announcement. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the man suing actor Gwyneth Paltrow over a ski accident took the stand Monday.
Terry Sanderson claims the actress left him with severe injuries following a 2016 accident where the two collided on the slopes at Deer Valley Resort.
I heard something I've never heard at a ski resort, and that was a blood-curdling scream.
Sanderson was questioned on why he wrote "I'm famous" in the subject line of an email he sent to his children. Paltrow's team argued that he was taking full advantage of Paltrow's celebrity status.
I didn't pick my words well, not at all how I felt, and I really was trying to add a little levity to a serious situation.
Now, Paltrow says she's sympathetic towards Sanderson, but denies any wrongdoing.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, and I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.